We begin our call this morning with the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pat Scarry. Good morning, Coach Scarry.
Hey, good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A 1-1 week and a couple of road games for you guys. That 75-71 win, tight game at Delaware, and then another tight game at JMU that you came up short, 79-73. Just before we get into the week ahead, just talk a little bit about the two games last week.
Yeah, I mean, you know, tough games on the road, what you're going to get in this league. I think, you know, what we're trying to figure out is how to get a little more consistent. We've stumbled, as we did Saturday at JMU. We had an 11-point lead, with good way into the second half. It's the fourth time we've had double-digit leads in the second half and haven't been able to close the deal. It's not for a lack of effort or lack of wanting to win, but we've got to get that, we got to get that figured out pretty quickly in order to kind of keep the train on the tracks.
Have you been able to, in the same way you've let four double-digit leads get away, you've also rallied from behind to win, I think, five double-digit games, including the one at Delaware. Have you been able to put your finger on one thing that's caused the two swings either way?
You know, I think the other games, say for the William & Mary game at home, they were like first half. That was a first half lead. You know what I mean? First half leads.
Mm-hmm.
All the other ones we've been up in the second half. One is our foul shooting's been really bad in our losses, which is surprising because it's the best foul shooting team we've ever had. And I just don't think we have not consistently guarded. You know, I don't know. I've touched on this a little bit before because we've got maybe better pieces on offense. In the past, we've won a lot of these close games with teams that weren't very good offensively. So I think I heard from Coach Shaver on the call like a week ago. It's really a mental thing. You know, are we mentally prepared to win one possession games consistently? And that's kind of what we're striving for. I think you look at the team that's at the top of the league right now, Charleston. They've done an unbelievable job, Earl and staff, of winning one possession games. And unfortunately, that's what this thing's going to come down to. So the team that does the best job of that's going to be the one that gets the prize, I think.
Yeah. We're here with Towson head coach Pat Scarry. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit *1 on your keypad, and we got a couple in queue if you'll get those for us, Sonia.
Certainly. Your first question comes from the line of Alex Riley. Your line is open.
Hey, Coach, how are you?
How you doing?
Good, good. Just wanted to ask you, I've been kind of studying some stats through the league, and I'm curious, first off, technical fouls for squads seem to be up a little bit this year. I'm curious, first off, do you have a punishment system for your guys not get charged and do extra work at practice or something if they get a technical? And since you've been kind of around a while, do you feel like it's gone up? What are the officials telling you guys at the beginning of the game? Terms of how they're going to call and what they're looking for and stuff.
Yeah, I'm like every other coach in the league, I'm sure. I don't want guys getting them. I'll take them out. I usually have some unkind words of encouragement, and then it's a personal foul too. I've heard it too. I guess they're up. Personally, it's a competitive league, and then you've got some teams that are playing each other within, twice within a couple of weeks, and I don't know if there's differences between crews on Thursday, Saturday. I don't believe there's been any fights, so I think that's something that no one wants. I don't know if referees they have a hard enough job as is, Alex. I do think that, you don't want guys talking. Unfortunately, I think most college guys watch NBA, and the best team in the world, I think, leads the NBA in technicals, right? That being the Warriors. So sometimes I wonder about that. But I don't think it's as big an issue as some other people might think it is. And like I said, we certainly are going to handle it with our guys. And most importantly, it's a personal foul, so it's going to put them on the bench. I always say each foul is probably worth 5 or 6 minutes of playing time.
Thank you, sir.
Pat, Justin Gorham moves into the starting lineup for you this week and comes up big, 21 points, 12 rebounds in the game at Delaware, including a big shot there to put you in the lead in the final minute, and then grabbed 17 rebounds in the game at JMU. Talk about the decision to put him in the lineup and what has made him so good on the glass this season.
Yeah, probably should have done it earlier based on his play. Look, he's talented. He might be our second best guy right now. He's got our best motor. He's our toughest guy. He was hurt early in the season, just kind of playing through it. I think he's really coming into his own. And honestly, Rob, I would anticipate more of the same from him on that. He's going to be a really good player. He is a really good player for us, and he's only going to get better.
I wanted to, before we get off the call, talk about the Autism Awareness Weekend, which I know is a program that you and Coach Herring have done such a great job taking from an idea the two of you had to something that's just exploded on the national scene and something that I know all the coaches in our conference are big supporters of. And just speak a little bit about how the weekend has grown and could you have ever seen it expand into this to this level?
Well, no, yeah, we're excited about it. We think we're going to have just over 450 schools participating, wearing the Autism Speaks Blue lapel puzzle piece. I believe everyone in the conference has it, and you know, looking forward to them wearing it. Appreciate Billy Cohn and his guys changing up uniforms for us. I know that's never easy, but it's going to bring a lot of awareness to you know, something that's obviously close to me and important. I think coaches sometimes, Rob, get a bad rap on a lot of stuff. I think every coach in the country has to do it, does it. I think you know, incredibly appreciative of how you know, supportive they've been in these efforts, and we just want to try to keep growing it. You know, hopefully someday have a big doubleheader preseason game, and you know, raise some funds and more awareness by doing it. But I get excited to watch a lot of the games on TV this weekend.
And before I let you go, your game Thursday, you guys head back on the road to face Drexel, a Drexel team that's won 4 in a row as you've started to study the film with them. And I know you beat them pretty handily at home in January, but what have they been doing so well over the last couple of weeks to get on this winning streak?
Yeah, I mean, I think they're probably the hottest team in the league. Credit to Zach and his guys. I mean, they're really good on offense. You know, they've got 6 guys capable of putting up a lot of points. The guards are fast and dynamic. They got a horse inside. They run good offense. Be a tough game. You got the Eagles parade up there. Could there be anything worse for a guy from Boston to have to go up and watch the Eagles parade? I'm just hoping they have a little bit of hospitality for us after I have to sit through that thing.
All right, Pat. Don't wear your Patriots jersey up there. That's my advice.
Yeah, I promise you, I'm smart enough to know that.
Thanks for your time as always today, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.